Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, August the 3rd. The grains closed mixed with December corn up 2 cents at 596 and a quarter, September wheat up 11 cents at 763 and three quarters, and November beans down 16 and three quarter cents at 1369 and three quarters. The corn rallied a good dime off the lows, most of it in the last 25 minutes of trading. We were about 5-6 cents lower, and then we started to rally and closed at two higher on the day. I haven't seen any particular reason for it. The crude oil is down 376 a barrel. It's at 90.66. That's the lowest close we've had in quite some time on the crude oil. We haven't closed this low since the middle of March. And I think that brings into question ethanol demand. It's already been in question, but with the crude backing off now, I think that really, you know, brings it more into focus out here. But for whatever reason, the corn decided to rally, you know, a good 7-8 cents late in the session here. As the corn rallied, the wheat and beans came back a little bit. Beans rallied about 14 off the lows. Wheat rallied about 12 cents off the lows. Again, I haven't seen any news out here. There's been nothing about Taiwan. There's been nothing about Russia. We did see a relatively thin trade here today. There's some dry weather in Europe. The weather here, you know, it's mixed. We just had some rains in northern Illinois. There's rains in northern Illinois moving up into Wisconsin. There's plenty of rains in Kansas today. So there are rains around. Today's going to be the hottest day of the lot, and we should see some cooling after this. So I don't see any real major threats out here. Some of the estimates on the crops are coming in with corn. Yesterday, FC Stone came out with just a 80 million reduction off the USDA numbers. But a lot of people are thinking that it's a lot worse than that. You know, 175 down to, I've heard guesses down to 172. So, you know, is the USDA going to do the same thing they did last year in the August report and really shave the corn numbers? You know, the weather is similar to a year ago, but there's a lot of differences. We've seen a lot of scattered rains out here, and I don't think it's quite as bad as we were last year. And the crop ratings are, you know, 60% and holding here for the time being. So I don't know it's as bad as it was a year ago. But we'll get that WASDE report a week from Friday, and then we'll have to see where the markets go with it. On the positive side, we've got the Dow Jones up 460, getting back all of yesterday's losses. Crude oil down. That's giving people the idea that inflation is easing. That may be good for the cattle market. I don't know that it's good for the grains out here. But overall, we're looking for mediocre export sales in the morning. I've never seen this before. They're expecting 400 corn, 400 wheat, 400 beans. We'll see what we get. But I think these markets are as much a subject to what happens or doesn't happen in China and Taiwan and what the Russians do. So far, everything is relatively calm. That can obviously change in a heartbeat. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.